Aloha again, this is Brother Michael, and I was just inspired to do a little free flow recording for you about this rather elusive, magical topic called Manmanabhava, or remembrance. This is something that I've been practicing and attempting to do for quite a long time, many years, roughly 14 years I've been on this program, and it's probably the hardest thing to do as well as the easiest thing to do ever. And like you already know, the importance of this is profound, because the soul, the spirit consciousness that we are, has become a little bit twisted, shall we say. The ego has affected the way in which we see ourselves, see the world, see other people, see life. And, you know, as you can see around you, there's lots of miserable people, lots of weird systems, lots of, you know, ill health and dis-ease. Just, you know, nature is not happy with human beings. So, of course, there's plenty of reason to clear this old way of being, this twisted way of functioning. And Manmanabhava basically is that solution, is that method, because you can clear and clean out this old way through purifying yourself. And just for example, imagine a glass of water, dirty water with all kinds of nasty stuff floating around in it. Imagine a big glass and it's got this weird, floaty, weird stuff in it. If you were to get pure water from a tap and turn it on and just keep filling that glass up with pure water, after a while, all the impure stuff, all the murky, gluggy, weird stuff would come out, and you'd be left with a pure glass of water. And really, that's all we're doing with Manmanabhava, is allowing the light to come in so that the darkness is dispersed, the ignorance is removed. And so I just want to simplify this for you as much as possible. So let us remember once again, we've been talking about this since the beginning, that you are a spirit. You are a soul, you are a light, you are infinite peace. You're an eternal being. And you have this thing called the body, which you're moving around, and you're having an experience of life. So the soul has contained within it an experience of life. And the soul comes from a world of infinite light and infinite peace, a world beyond sound, beyond time, beyond everything. And so all we're really doing is firstly remembering that we are in fact completely different from all these limited things. We are not limited, we are not defined by the world, we are not defined by how old we are, how much money we have, what we do, what we don't do, who our friends are, what clothes we have, what music we like, whether we're superheroes or not. We're not defined by anything of the world. We're actually spirits witnessing, watching, and enjoying all of these things. So come back to that place where you're just light. I am light, I am light. Renounce the body, renounce the bodily relationships, give up all the attachment to your opinions and ideas and religions and philosophies, and just become light. Just become light. And then once you're feeling light, then you go into the light, you surrender yourself and you let go, and you see yourself in a world of golden light. And then you allow yourself to have that natural connection with the infinite light, the ocean of bliss, the purifier. And this being of light is blessing you, giving you constant light and peace and love like the sun, shines upon the world. You are being absorbed in spiritual sunshine. And so just experiencing that, just returning to that beautiful, simple state of you are light, you are in the world of light, your home, and you're experiencing the sunshine, the rays of light from beyond. Ah, what a wonderful experience. And so you are remembering this, you are remembering it. This experience is something you have had before because you came from this world of light, this world of peace, and it's to this world that you will return. It's your home, you know, you've just come into this human world for a bit of fun and games. We've become way too serious about everything. We just came for a bit of fun and games, and we're going to go back home. So just enjoy going back home to your world of peace. And so to remember is just like remembering a dream or remembering a friend or remembering a song. You're just remembering it. So you're remembering the Father. You're remembering the Supreme Being, the Ocean of Bliss. You're remembering the Eternal Purifier. You're remembering the Mother, the Eternal Mother. You're remembering the Friend of the Soul. You're remembering the Beloved. Just remembering it. So if you can remember your kitchen right now, can you remember your kitchen? Remember what it looks like? Can you remember what an apple looks like? Can you remember what a pineapple looks like? Can you remember what the sky looks like? What clouds look like? Can you remember a tree that you enjoyed playing on when you were a child? Can you remember your first day at school? Can you remember sitting on a pillow? Can you remember driving a car? Can you remember jumping up and down? Yeah, these are all memories. Easy to remember all these things. So can you remember the world of light, golden red sunset, the home of peace? Can you remember God, the infinite light, the being of love who's blasting you with peace? Can you remember that you are a soul, an infinite being of peace, a shining light? Can you remember what it feels like to be peaceful? So just remember, remember, remember. Man, man above means remember me alone, constantly remember me alone. Imagine this being is talking to you personally and is saying, wake up, constantly remember me alone. So just have that attitude. Remembrance is easy. It's actually easy to do, but it can be difficult to remember to remember. There's a strange irony about this. It's super easy, and it's called remembrance, but remembering to remember is where there's a little bit of challenge. So your negativity may well try and pull you in other directions, and your madness may pull you in other directions, and you may become obsessed with various people and various things, and oh, there's this terrible problem and all the rest of it. But basically you now have an opportunity, and you now know how, the method, the secret method to remember. And each piece of this information is highly important, and I recommend you think about these things in great depth. That there is this process is renounce your body, and includes being a person, includes everything connected to your body. Yeah, because otherwise, if you don't do that, you're stuck in this ego trip. Then renounce your religions of the body, all these opinions and philosophies and trying to be right and, you know, proving people wrong and thinking you know best and, you know, believing in random things. Don't underestimate how much kind of weird belief systems you have that are causing you trouble. Okay, just give it all up, because it's all positionality. David Hawkins is always on about this. Positionality is the domain of the ego wanting to be right. And if you want freedom, if you want enlightenment, if you want to become powerful, then give up being right and just become a point of light. It's a nice little rhyme. give up being right, become a point of light. So, and then the third thing is renounce your bodily relationships. You know, everyone is actually a spirit. You can't get rid of the spirits, the souls. They're all eternal. You can't actually, you know, be free of your eternal family. So it's not that you're being cruel and cutting them off, because you can't cut anyone off because they're all eternal. But what you are doing is you're giving up the identity that they're somehow, these fictional characters are somehow real, because they're just points of light. If you just imagine for a moment everyone you know, just imagine, put them all in a room. Yeah, your friends, family, your parents, people alive, people dead, you know, your lovers and beloveds and ex-boyfriends and whatever, girlfriends, or whoever's connected to you at this time and in your past. Just put them all in a room. Imagine they're all there together. And now just, you know, look at them all. And now just decide to see them all as light. Imagine their bodies all dissolve, everything disappears, it becomes light, and they become points of light like a stars. Imagine they look like a constellation in the sky. How do you feel about these points of light? Right, you know? And now imagine they get their bodies back again. How do you feel now? Just imagine the difference. Points of light. Everyone's a point of peace and bliss. They're all eternal. They're all the same. They're all unique, but they're all points of light. Now put the bodies back on, and some are bigger, some are smaller, some you like, some you don't like. See the difference. See the difference. So renouncing bodily relations doesn't mean you cut people and you're really stiff and you never phone anyone back and you never talk to anyone. Doesn't mean that. It means you start seeing them as soul, seeing them as light, seeing them as bliss. So renounce your body and all your ego and everything connected to your body. Renounce all your opinions being right and all these philosophies about everything. Start seeing others as a soul. Renounce the idea that they're all people and some are good, bad, some are good people, some are bad people. They're all just souls. And then finally, consider yourself to be a soul, a point of light, and constantly remember me alone. Constantly remember the light, the infinite bliss, the ocean of love, alone. Have that pure connection, because that's the real deal. That is coming into eternity. So as you wander about in your day, you can remember that you are a spirit, that other people are spirits, that there is this being who is the ocean of love, who is your friend, and you just imagine this spirit is right in your body. Even you can imagine this being is inside your mind, giving you bliss, or is above your head, giving you bliss and light, is your friend. And you can talk to this being. You say, hello. So we're going to go and do this. Look, we're driving a car. Isn't this fun? We're driving down the road. Yay. With this body. Isn't this fascinating? Isn't this a bizarre world of energy that somehow looks real? And I'm watching this as a witness with my eternal friend, who is the highest of all beings, the most powerful and the most blissful and the most lovely, juicy, wonderful being ever. And we're having fun. Swimming in the ocean, or we're having amusement that we're filling in these funny forms and doing this weird stuff, and here we are in this strange gathering, but I know that I have my friend, this eternal light, with me, and we're experiencing this in a different way from everyone else here, you know. Or you might find yourself in an argument and you're like, well, this is so ridiculous. So when you bring this eternal element into your life, it really adds tremendous richness, tremendous beauty to the whole thing. So remember to remember, just remember that this is being as your friend, is the purifier. That really the most important thing is to become pure. None of us know the date of our own death. We could all leave our bodies at any moment. This economy could collapse at any moment. There could be natural disasters at any moment. Hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes. Could be nuclear war. We really don't know what's going to happen at any moment. But what we do know is that we are eternal souls, and we also know that we are creating good vibrations, and these good vibrations are going to attract good vibrations back to us. And even if we have to leave our body and take another one and create our new experience of life in another life, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. We don't have to attain everything we want in this lifetime. It could be next lifetime. It might be that tomorrow is your last day here in this body, but your next life is going to be the best ever. So be detached even from your own body. Everyone's going to physically leave their body anyway. So we might as well have this experience of eternity and wonder and magic while we're alive. You know, why not? Why wait for a near-death experience to experience the bliss, you know? Why not feel profoundly free and light and wonderful now? Why not have that deep connection with God, recognize God now? Yeah, don't wait around 10,000 years, 40,000 years for something to happen. Become enlightened now. This is the time. This is the time that is mentioned in all the scriptures and in all these different mythologies about the end times, the times of awakening. It's happening now. So don't wait around. Stay in remembrance, stay in remembrance. So this is your friend, this being is your friend, and just really have the aim that you're always with your friend. There's a beautiful expression, the combined form, be combined with me, be combined with this light. It's not you doing things on your own anymore. You now have the purifying, beautiful light as your friend, working with you to have the best day ever, to experience wonderful feelings, to give you ideas, to open your mind, to give you the third eye of knowledge. These things we're talking about is giving you the third eye. Ever wondered what the third eye is? I'm sure you've heard about the third eye. I'm sure you've seen pictures of the third eye. Well, the third eye is the eye of knowledge, the eye of knowing that you are a spirit. It's the eye of knowing where you come from, and it's basically allowing you to experience the world completely differently. Looking through this third eye of clarity, this third eye of knowledge, this third eye of enlightenment, knowing that you're eternal, knowing that you're safe, knowing that you're with God, knowing that you are in this wonderful experience of life and it's all for fun, knowing that everyone else is a spirit, having this awareness is looking through the third eye. So this is very, very, very deep. Very, very deep stuff. Mainly what I'm sharing with you is the teachings of Raja Yoga, which I've studied for a long time, combined with some other stuff that I've been learning. But basically, this is the ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat, in great ancient India. And it's simple, 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 simple. Consider yourself a soul, constantly remember me alone. That's it. So you don't need more and more information. You just need to practice this again and again and again until you master it. I've been doing it 14 years at the time of this recording, and I'm going to carry on practicing it for as long as I am alive, because this is something that really is the greatest level of mastery, creates the greatest level of fortune, and is the hardest thing to do. So I'm well up for it, and this is, as far as I'm concerned, what really makes a superhero in the world. Because if you haven't got this energy and you're just running around stressed out trying to change the world, you're not up to any good. You're not going to help anyone. So you need to be man above. It's the people who are man above, who surrender to this light, who have this company, who are having God's mind as their mind, who are in connection with this light. They're the ones who are really changing the world. So this is something you can start doing right away. You know what to do. Start talking to this being. Renounce your body, bodily relations, bodily religions. Consider yourself a soul. Constantly remember me alone. Man above. Surrender your mind to me. Be mine with your mind. Offer your mind to me. See through the mind of God. Enjoy yourself. Practice makes perfect. And I'll be talking to you soon. Lots and lots and lots and lots of love and blessings. And aloha.